Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Cuckoo singing his heart out, robin raising a din. What is so rare as June in the air? Summer is coming in. Old man going out fishing, putting worms in a tin. Look at him go, so easy and slow. Summer is coming in. What's all the hurly-burly? There's a noise that's mighty queer. Could it be school's out early? Could it be laughter I hear? Feel a strange kind of stirring. Something's bound to begin. The world is dressed in her Sunday best. Summer is coming in. So rare as June in the air, summer is coming in. Look at him go, so easy and slow. Summer is coming in. What's all the hurly-burly? There's a noise that's mighty queer. Could it be school's out early? Could it be laughter I hear? Feel a strange kind of stirring. Something's bound to begin. The world is dressed in her Sunday best. Summer is a-coming in.
Gee, I'd like to go fishing.
And that was Nat King Cole. It's the orchestra of Pete Rugolo with Summer is a Coming In, written by Alec Wilder and Marshall Barra. And that was recorded in 1952. Well, that starts off this morning's show, and we are celebrating summer in song today. We have lots of songs from days gone by, all about this time of year. And we're going to go now to three songs about sun. And we'll start with Benny Goodman with the lovely voice of Helen Forrest from 1941. They're going to bring us a song written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler called When the Sun Comes Out. Following that, another lovely lady, Ella Fitzgerald, from her songbooks, this time the songbook of lyricist Johnny Mercer. She's joined by Nelson Riddle on a song called Midnight Sun. And then we'll hear the lovely trumpet of Bobby Hackett, from 1939, with a song that was made famous by the Glenn Miller Orchestra. It's called Sunrise Serenade, and Bobby Hackett had his own orchestra around this time, and we'll hear him along with friend Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, and Bobby will be playing the cornet on this one. The song's written by Frankie Carl and Jack Lawrence, Sunrise Serenade. And we'll go now to Benny Goodman with Helen Forrest, When the Sun Comes Out.
Was that a nightingale? suddenly the sky turned pale. I could see the midnight sun. Was there such a night? It's a thrill I still don't quite believe. But after you were gone, there was still some stardust on my sleeve. The flame of it may dwindle to an ember, and the stars forget to shine, and we may see the meadow in December. I see white and crystalline, but oh, my darling, always I'll remember when your lips were close to mine, and I saw the midnight sun. The stars forget to shine, and we may see the meadow in December. I see white and crystalline, but oh, my darling, always I'll remember when your lips were close to mine, and I saw the midnight sun, the midnight sun, the midnight sun, the midnight sun.
Thank you. your favorite CHUO shows, listen online and on demand at chuo.fm.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before, coming to you from CHUO 89.1 FM. We're here at the University of Ottawa. And we're listening this morning to songs about summer. And we are having songs about summer and sunshine today to encourage the weather to stay with us. All that lovely sun and warm breezes. Well, one of the most famous songs about summer has got to be the one written by George Gershwin, Summertime, for the stage opera Porgy and Bess. He wrote the music. His brother Ira wrote the lyrics along with Dubose Hayward. And it has become one of the great jazz standards of all time. And I thought it might be fun today to listen to three different versions of this beautiful song. We're going to have two instrumentals and one vocal. One instrumental with vocal accompaniment, I guess we'll say. Our first song comes from trumpeter Chet Baker, one of the great trumpeters of the 20th century. And this is from a recording that he made. I believe it may have been recorded actually in Paris. It's Chet Baker on trumpet, Gerard Gustin on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, and Niels Bertie Darlander, or Darlande, on drums. And they're going to bring us their version from 1955 of Summertime. And then we'll hear from Maxine Sullivan, a jazz singer who came to prominence in the 1940s and had a long career after that. She had a lovely, sweet voice and a very fine style. And in 1947, she recorded this song along with the Ellis Larkins Piano Trio. And I've always liked this recording, apart from Maxine's lovely voice, and it's a very fine accompaniment, but it has a sort of a haunting quality about it, which I think is particularly appropriate for this lovely song. And then we'll go back further to 1939, to one of the most famous recordings of the song, and that's going to be brought to us by Sidney Bechet and Friends from 1939. Three recordings, all of the George and Ira Gershwin song Summertime. And we'll start with Chet Baker. Thank you. just heard three songs about the summertime. No, we didn't hear three songs. We heard three recordings of one song. And it's called Summertime, yes, the song that was written by George Gershwin and his brother Ira, along with DuBose Hayward, for the stage opera Porgy and Bess in 1935. And we heard three versions. The first one from Chet Baker and Friends from 1955. And we heard Maxine Sullivan with the Ellis Larkins Trio from 1947. And we just listened to Sidney Bechet and Friends from 1939 with his classic interpretation of this classic song. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And this morning we are listening to songs about the season of summer. Lots of sunshine and lovely warm temperatures. And I must say that the city is looking particularly nice. We did have a lot of rain over the last little while, so it's looking very green, and all the bushes and the flowers are out. So no complaints, except perhaps a little less rain from now on. Well, more songs about summer, and we're going to hear a couple about the month of June as well. Always associated with summer, because that is when summer starts, and it's always a lovely month. And it featured in many songs written in the last century, and we're going to hear a couple of them this morning. And the first one was written by Hoagie Carmichael, along with Paul Francis Webster, featured in the film Johnny Angel, where it was played and sung by the composer. And that is what we will hear this morning. Hoagie Carmichael will bring us Memphis in June. And we'll also hear in this set a song called June Comes Round Every Year, another song from the pen of Harold Arlen and also from the pen of Johnny Mercer. And that will be brought to us by Woody Herman and his orchestra from 1945. And in between, we'll go to 1946 to a particularly lovely interpretation of a Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein number called The Things We Did Last Summer. And that will be brought to us by Frank Sinatra, one of the many recordings that he made for the Columbia label. Three more songs about the summer, and we'll hear now from Hoagie Carmichael with Memphis in June.
Memphis in June, a shady veranda under a Sunday blue sky. Memphis in June, and Cousin Amanda's making a rhubarb pie. I can hear the clock inside a ticking and talking. Everything is peacefully dandy. I can see old Granny cross the street, still a rocking, watching the neighbors go by. Memphis in June, with sweet oleander blowing perfume in the air. Up jumps a moon to make it that much grander. It's paradise, brother, take my advice. Nothing's half as nice as Memphis in June. I can hear the clock inside a ticking and talking. Everything is peacefully dandy. I can see old Granny cross the street, still a rocking, watching the neighbors go by. Memphis in June, with sweet oleander blowing perfume in the air. Up jumps a moon to make it that much grander. It's paradise, brother, take my advice. Nothing's half as nice as Memphis and you.
The boat rides we would take, the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The Midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell I rang to prove that I was strong, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The early morning hike, the rented tandem bike, the lunches that we used to pack. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade, like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. I've tried so to forget, at times I do, and yet the memory of you lingers like our song. The things we did last summer, I'll remember.
It seems June a basket full of dreams. And before you know it, you see the moon wink his eye. Two hearts are waltzing in swing time. So wear a great big smile, 'cause after all she'll never fall for last year's style. And June comes around every
the orchestra of Woody Herman, along with Woody himself, providing the vocal on that one, as well as, no doubt, the clarinet and the alto sax, which were the instruments that he was so famous for. He brought us June Comes Around Every Year, written by Harold Arlen, with lyrics by Johnny Mercer. Before that, we heard from Frank Sinatra, with, I believe, the orchestra of Axel Stordahl. He'd moved over to the Columbia label in the early 40s. That was one of the many songs he recorded for them. And it was written by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein, The Things We Did Last Summer, from 1946. And we started out with Hoagy Carmichael and the song Memphis in June, written, the music written by Hoagy Carmichael, and the lyrics by Paul Francis Webster. And it was featured in the film released in 1945, a film called Johnny Angel, where it was performed by Hoagy Carmichael himself, and he brought it to us this morning, also from 1945.
Want to hear the latest in jazz, or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Well, as I've been mentioning all along, this morning's show is dedicated to the season of summer. We celebrate it in song this time every year. We have it to look forward to, and it's very pleasant here in Ottawa now, and I hope it is where you are if you don't happen to be located in Ottawa. And we have lots of long and lovely months of summer ahead of us to look forward to, and all that that entails, including lots more music from I've Heard That Song Before. Well, we're going to go now to a couple more songs about the season, and we'll hear next from Buck Clayton, very fine trumpeter, and a group called His Big Eight. They're going to bring us a number called Sentimental Summer, which was written by Dick Vance, and it was recorded for the HRS label. And it's a very fine piece. It's beautifully mellow. Buck Clayton on trumpet, Trummy Young and Dick Wells on trombone, George Johnson on alto sax, Billy Taylor on piano, Brick Flegel on guitar, Al McGibbon on bass, and Jimmy Crawford on drums. Well, our next song is from one of the very fine singers around in the 20th century, and that is Vic Damone. This one was recorded in 1959 with Glenn Osser and his orchestra. And Vic is, I'd say, well into his solo career at this point. And he was, of course, of Italian descent. And this is an album of his called Italian Songs with Vic Damone. And I thought it would be nice to hear a track from this particular album. And we're going to hear O Solo Mio, which I believe translated means My Sunshine. And it was written by Eduardo Di Capua, Alfredo Matuzzi, and Giovanni Capuro. And we'll start with Sentimental Summer, Buck Clayton and his Big Eight from 1946.
Thank you. che bella cosa, una giornata e sole, un'aria serena dopo la tempesta e l'aria fresca pare già una festa. Che bella cosa, una giornata e sole.
Listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO, and we have time for one more, which we'll get to in just a second. Thanks so much for listening today, and I do please stay with us. Randy's coming up with 2 hours of great jazz with In Transition starting in another 5 minutes or so. So do please stay with us and enjoy what Randy's bringing to you this morning. And do join me again next week for another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And I think we'll close out today. We will hear from a group from 1959. This is a group led by a trumpeter, Dick Carey. I believe he also played the piano as well. And I believe he arranged this particular version of the song. His group is called his Dixieland Doodlers. I always like that name, but I don't know why. The song is In the Good Old Summertime. It was written by George Evans and Wren Shields. And we do have a major cast here. It's not exactly a small group. It's not a full band, but we have three trumpeters in the lineup. Jimmy McPartland on cornet, actually. Charlie Shavers and Dick Carey on trumpet. Cutty Cutchall on trombone. Peanuts Hucko on clarinet. Coleman Hawkins and Bud Freeman on tenor sax. Gene Schroeder on piano. Eddie Condon on guitar. And Milt Hinton on bass. So we'll hear In the Good Old Summertime from Dick Carey and his Dixieland Doodlers.